our initial target was we were going to start out with 25,000, and that quickly led to about 200,000 shields that we were able to produce. The key element in those numbers was our ability to acquire material. Back at that point, it was very difficult to gain material, especially the plastic and the elastic bands. But as we worked with our supply management professionals, we were able to increase that to 400,000. So at the end, we ended up producing 405,000 shields that were distributed across 39 different states through a number of different organizations throughout the United States and Canada.
Wow. Where did they go? Let's talk about that. I understand there's a whole component here where some veterans organizations, the VA, was able to procure some of these as well.
Yes, ma'am. Our initial focus on delivering the shields were to our local communities of our factories throughout the Midwest. But once we started delivering some of these shields, the word of mouth got around, and we received additional requests across the nation. So the primary areas that we sent them to, of course, hospitals, nursing homes in our local communities, and then it led to major metropolitan cities outside of our factory locations to include Detroit, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, New York City. And then we also reached out to our military employee resource group, and they had connections with the VA hospitals through a number of different connection points, and that quickly led to a distribution or a request to a local here in Iowa City, the local distribution of those shields to that VA facility. And then that led to further conversations with other VA hospitals that led to us eventually delivering over 135,000 shields to approximately over 40 different VA facilities in about 26 states.
That must be especially satisfying for you, since you have spent some time in the military, and as project lead, if you got to put on your military hat for a little while, I would imagine.
And this project was incredible, one of the greatest projects that I've ever been involved in. And we are so proud and humbled at John Deere that we could have an impact, a small impact, on helping the health care of our veterans, for those who have served our country, and making sure that they were able to get through and help protect the health care workers. We were overwhelmed by the positive response and the request, and we felt it was we felt that we had to do something to help out.
The production has wrapped up, but if there's a surge again, is there a chance that maybe you can switch back over again from the planters to the PPE production?
Yeah, I have 2 points on that. We actually can convert. We learned a lot in this conversion, so we actually have facilities that we, if needed, could convert back over to produce this level of PPE. Plus, we also understand those supply chains, that we're able to get that material quickly. We also have established and sent out any remaining supplies that we had to local Homeland Security authorities in Iowa and Illinois that have an additional supply that could provide that immediately to those folks that need them. And we're in contact when we receive those requests to make sure those folks know those contacts to get that material.
That's awesome. I feel good just talking to you about the project. I can't imagine what it was like to be part of it.
Pat, thank you for reaching out to talk about this important project. We are humbled at John Deere to be a part of this, and thank you for talking to us about it.